When you die, how will God view your past? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, we will hear from Kevin Zadai, who was on our previous show, who died at an operating table and then met God.
You know, what's so interesting about that is people may not even believe that when they die, something will happen.
Right.
And some people wonder, what will happen? Will we just go straight to heaven, or will some people go to hell?
Mm.
How will that look? And then you're talking about a life review.
Right.
And so if you know the Lord, how does that look, or what does the Bible say about that?
Well, you know, for myself, when I was a former atheist, I really hoped that there wouldn't be any type of life review
mm-hmm.
and that God wouldn't be looking at my past at all. That was my hope, you know, and I said, well, in those times I said, there is no God. But today as a Christian, I now know not only is there a God, but he is going to review our past.
Mm-hmm.
It even says in Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27, it says, and it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment.
Mm.
And that can be kind of scary. Like, what were your thoughts on that?
Well, for me, I know my past and it's not pretty. And so I think that's one thing I don't look forward to is just seeing that, because I don't want to see that.
Mm.
But I believe God is gracious and merciful because of the people that I've spoken to who have actually died and come back. They have said it wasn't a condemning way. It was like they knew they had done wrong, and God showed them how each person felt in that circumstance and situation.
Yeah.
And I believe it's a learning time. If you've received Jesus and you've repented, you've turned from those wicked ways or those things you've done, then it's a time to learn and say, okay, I understand what I did and where I went wrong. And that's my thought when I think of the life review.
And you're right. It can actually be two ways, I think. Like in the Bible says, and then the judgment. It's kind of like going to court. Two things are going to happen. You're going to be sentenced as guilty, or you're going to be let free.
Mm.
And so you have to reconcile the past, and something has to pay for it. Something's got to pay for those wrongs. And what's amazing about the Bible is that Jesus Christ died on the cross so that God will remove the sins from you, from your past, as far as east from west, the Bible says.
Mm.
So there is a great answer in the Bible where it says, receive Christ and get freedom, get saved, meaning let him pay the price for your debt of your past. Don't try to pay it yourself.
Yeah, Jesus paid for our sins, so we receive him, and he took that penalty for us. Let's hear from Kevin Zadai after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Angel Nails and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Want the pampering you deserve? Come to Angel Nails, your one-stop shop for healthy, long-lasting nail care, including innovative, hydrating manicures and pedicures. Angel Nails is conveniently located in the Applewood Village Shopping Center at 3460 Youngfield Street in Wheat Ridge, just off I-70. Come to Angel Nails with or without an appointment, or call them at 303-234-0702. That's 234-0702.
We are excited to announce our new book, Evidence, that will inspire you with real stories of people who encountered God. In a world where there are so many bad things happening, some wonder, is there a God? If there is a God, why does he allow bad things to happen? These people either didn't believe in God or turned from him and looked for help in everything but God until they had an encounter of their own that changed their lives. Order your copy of Evidence today at www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Kevin Zadai, and he came to know the Lord at 19 years old and had an amazing encounter with God. And that wasn't the only time. In fact, at 31 years old, he died on the operating table where it was a simple procedure for his teeth, but they gave him too much medicine and he wasn't
anesthesia.
He wasn't being monitored, and he shortly found himself outside of his body trying to get the doctor's attention and the nurses, but no one heard him. He wasn't afraid because he knew where he was going, but he knew he needed to wait. And that was when Jesus came and spoke to him.
Wow.
And when he spoke to him, him, Kevin was able to look at his body and see a beautiful body, like the resurrected body. And something amazing happened in his emotions and feelings, and we're going to hear about that. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Oh, glad to be back with you.
Yes. So here you have this beautiful privilege and opportunity to see Jesus right there. And he basically was telling you, this is how I see you, perfect. And how did that acceptance feel?
Well, actually, it was foreign to me to feel that accepted. And it was so strong that I actually begged him not to send me back. I did not want to leave his presence because I felt so accepted. I looked into his eyes and I saw that he had formed me by his thoughts a long time ago. And he breathed me out and I went into a mother's womb.
Wow.
And that's what I saw in his eyes. I saw that I was totally accepted by him. And I wanted to stay with him forever. Now, the thing that is when you meet someone that believes in you and is for you and would never hurt you and would always be looking out for you, you never want to leave that person.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stay with him forever. And he asked me to come back. And after a couple of minutes of him stating his case with me, I did agree to come back. But here's the thing is that I also looked into his eyes and I saw that he had no record of my wrongs and my past sins, that my file was completely deleted.
Mm.
So I didn't even have a file in heaven of my past.
Wow.
Which is profound to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was talking to me for several minutes. Can you imagine someone talking to you? And then he thinks the world of you, and he's saying all these wonderful things about you. And then you think, well, he's probably just trying to make me feel better. So I looked deep in his eyes, and I realized he had no record of my wrongs, that they were completely gone.
Mm.
And so he was sincerely treating me as though I had never sinned. And I felt completely accepted by him. And here's the other thing. When you're outside your body with the Lord, you can't say anything wrong. You can't do anything wrong. So you also feel at ease because your full intention of your heart is being expressed. That's what heaven's like, is that you can't say anything wrong or do anything wrong. You're at total peace. You're with someone who loves you enough to die for you. It really, really was profound to look at this person called Jesus Christ and look in his eyes and realize what he went through for me. He actually started to explain to me what he went through for me. And when he did, he got to this certain point, he choked up. He actually started to, like, his voice cracked because it was full of emotion when he explained what he suffered so that I wouldn't have to go to hell. I wouldn't have to suffer, and that there was deliverance and healing, that the Spirit of God was able to give me wisdom. He said, I bought all this for you. And he choked up when he said it, what he went through. Isn't that amazing? He had passion. Yeah, so he said, Kevin, I'm not going to go back to the earth and ever die again. It was enough. My blood was enough.
Mm-hmm.
So you can imagine I didn't want to come back, but I just wanted to add that he told me what he went through for me, the suffering and the pain, and he did it for me. He didn't have to do it for himself. I mean, he was with the Father from the beginning. So it's profound, this revelation I had. It's changed me. Jesus Christ has changed me. He has completely changed me. I thought when I got born again, I became a Christian. That's profound to me, what happened. He rerouted my life. But when I met him face to face, he changed my life forever. I gave him total control of my life now.
Wow.
Amen.
So tell me about the love of God. And maybe, there are a lot of people who don't understand this kind of acceptance or love. What would he say to them, or what would you say to these people who are struggling with, I've done a lot of wrong, and I don't know if God can accept me or love me?
Well, the thing that I found is that he knew ahead of time. He did this all not based on our acceptance of him, but because of his love for us. So he didn't do this because we were going to accept him or not. And that is what hit me, is that a person can love you even at the risk of you not accepting them or loving them back. And I saw the foreknowledge of God, that he knew that we were going to need a savior. And so here's the thing you got to remember is that people have done wrong, but Jesus didn't do it for someone who doesn't need him, even though he did die for everyone. He did it for those who are in need of a savior. I needed a savior. I needed my sins washed away. And I found that some people will not accept him, but it's because they don't know the real love of God is that before we were even born, he died for our sins. See, that to me is profound.
It is. And here you spent a lot of time with him, probably about 45 minutes just talking to Jesus. And he told you some other things. And he also said you'd have to go back. And if you could tell me a little bit more about all that.
Yeah, there was a point where I thought we were going to go to the holy city. And we had gone to a lot of different places on the earth. It was profound what I saw. I saw the whole spirit realm, and I saw how everything works. And I thought to myself, can you imagine this? Like, I would think I'm going to heaven next. So I'm thinking, wow, you know, if I would have known all this, it would have been real to me. I would have been a better Christian because I would have prayed and got all my prayers answered because he taught me how to pray to get my prayers answered. He showed me how angels work. He showed me how your faith needs to be built up in a relationship to where you trust him. And your faith is based on the fact that whatever he has says, he's able to do. Well, I told myself, wow, if I could go back, I would just be a better Christian. And I would be casting out devils. I would be pushing back the forces of darkness. I would be praying for people and seeing them healed. Right. But I thought, you know, I'm going to heaven. So when he told me, he said, well, Kevin, he said, you finished your race. And he told me, he said, you've been faithful. He said, but I want to ask you, could you go back? Because he said, there's a lot of people that if you go back and you talk to them, he said, I'll send them to you. I'll set it all up. You can't lose. He said, you won't fail. He showed me the first 20 people, and I actually met all of them already. I even knew their names. I would call them by their name when I met them, and they hadn't told me their name yet.
Wow.
So I was sent to these people, and I had a message for them. And it just kept happening and happening and happening. So he told me, he said, if you go back, he said, I will make sure that you're taken care of and you can't lose.
Wow.
And that's what's happened ever since I came back. I mean, I have books out with stories after stories about what God did. So I came back. He said, this is not about you, Kevin. This is about the people I'm sending you to. I'm going to send you back. And he said, you're going to help people.
Amen. Well, we're going to have you back on our next show to talk about more of what God has shown you. And we're going to pray for our guests right now. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for just this amazing testimony and just to realize how much love that you have for us, that you don't view us with our sins as if we were sinner, as if we had not sinned. Jesus, give someone right now who's listening that revelation of how much you love us. You don't sit there and look at our sins. You have actually covered them up and almost edited them out of our lives, washed them away as if they did not exist. Help us to realize how you see us, Jesus, and help us to see ourselves the way you see us. We ask for this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thanks for tuning in. Join us next time for Real Life.